Would the neighbors notice if I set fire to their hedge? Lark tightened her grip on the jogging stroller. Just one match, maybe two would do it. She held her breath and increased her pace until the border of yellow roses was behind her. A rose by any other name still smells like a funeral spray. She drained her lungs and glanced over her shoulder at five-year-old Jamie. Despite Houston's jello-thick humidity, the boy pedaled wildly. Ding, ding, ding. Jamie thumbed the bell on his big kid bike and slowed at a grassy space residents had nicknamed Doggy Doo Boulevard.
Mom, what's that mean?
He asked, pointing to a sign staked below a belt of loblolly pines. Means I'm paying too darn much in HOA dues.
Says that?
His forehead crinkled. It says, there is no poop fairy. She shook her head at the latest on the subdivision's common grounds, and Jamie's mouth bent into a half smile, suggesting she'd piqued his interest. Breaking, he shot her a thoughtful look, like he was rolling the words around in his mind.
A poop fairy? What's a poop fairy?
He asked.
Like, a tooth fairy?
Lark's gaze caught on the boy's dark eyes, so much like his father's. But Jamie didn't just share his father's name and dark features. The pair were cut from the same squeaky clean, impeccably folded fabric. It's a funny way to ask people to clean up after their dogs, she explained. Jamie had seemed satisfied by that, and they continued their trek through Bayou Cove, a neighborhood shoehorned between Memorial and River Oaks, where, in recent years, affluent young professionals like Lark and her late husband had breathed new life into houses built during the Nixon era. This Saturday morning was especially quiet. Many families had sneaked off to Galveston and Lake LBJ for a long weekend before their children returned to school.